Capital 263.
Welcome to Keep It Real Fridays on Capital 263 Radio. I am your captain, Celestine. Never gained you.
What? No. Okay, anyway. We're going to talk at him with
that. What is that?
Right, girl, Ahmad.
Brian Willis, no relation of Bruce. And boy, oh boy, do we have a fire episode for you today. I'm so interested and so excited about what we're going to be talking about today. We got to make some enemies, though. But yeah. What's new?
Let's not talk about that, man. Let's talk about that. Okay.
Where the focus says there's going to be a shitstorm ahead.
Oh, my gosh. Can you guys stop preempting nonsense like
that? Hey, may I go my umbrella red? Yeah. I just feel people should get their roses whilst they can still smell them, and we're going to do just that today.
Why are you making it seem like we're coming out to attack people? Oh, my God.
Not at all. I'm saying we're here to appreciate people today. It's all about appreciation.
Yeah. Alrighty, so what do we have on the show today?
Well, since today is the last episode for 2016,
all right,
we decided, you know, we at Keep It Real Fridays should come up with our own top 10 Zim rappers of 2016.
A word?
So we're not doing a hip hop for 2016.
Okay, let's just call it hip hop.
Okay,
hip-hop. Rap just narrows down to the bars.
I actually meant hip hop. Ahmad,
tell us what criteria we'll be basing on.
All right, so for our top 10, for Curse Top 10, the criteria we use for the people on the list is number one, the music should have been relevant in 2016. By that we mean that the music, well, that should be pretty much self-explanatory. It is relevant in 2016. Number two, there was a buzz about the artist's craft on the street and radio.
And
we're talking about beefs.
Yeah.
Right?
No beefs.
Number three, an impactful release of project.
Okay.
When someone dropped their project, it had to make made an impact, good or bad or otherwise.
Big party or
not necessarily a party.
Resonating with the people.
A resonation of the music. I don't even know if that's a real word. I don't know.
It's a Oxford.
It's a word now.
Let's pull it out.
It's a word now.
It is a word, man. I'm the captain.
Right. Number four, the artist was visible and apparent to the general industry. Right, we need to have seen this person and relevant and like, oh, that person type of thing. And number five, the music was actually good.
Yeah.
Because there's no point all of this working out for you and you're like, anyway, we're going to go through our top 10 in order. Right, and explain why we put them in order, and you will see the arguments, some of the arguments that went into exactly why this went down.
Number 10,
we have Jeezy.
Hey, that's my guy, man.
He came up with Imandu.
That song is quite a hit, man. Didn't he win like best verse?
Yeah, he did.
For his own song.
That's what happened. Okay, in terms of the music relevance in 2016. We just need to put this out there. There was a lot of argument about why Jeezy was number 10 and not other people that are on the list right now. We feel that Jeezy is like the boss when it comes to rapping.
I'd be liking all the motivational hustler music.
He's like the Ricky Ross.
I'm worried about his album though. I think it's gonna be monotonous.
You said that before.
It's gonna be good.
You said that before.
I mean, how many times can we listen about like hustling?
Imagine
track after track.
Do you not hustle every day?
No, I do. But then imagine that as an album.
The reason why
he's at number 10, guys, right? Cashman, why did you want him at number 10?
I couldn't really put him anywhere else, to be honest, because the following people are Papa in a competition. But I couldn't leave him out as well.
He just had to be there.
He had to be number 10. He had a video for... What was that?
Imandu.
It was for Imandu. I won't say the video really made much of an impact, but the song itself really made the rounds on the streets.
And Celestine?
I just liked that he's a rapper's rapper.
Yeah, see, that's another reason why he's actually at number 10. Because in terms of impact that he made on the streets and on radio and stuff, it was mainly like two rappers, yeah, other rappers. Like, Jesus.
At least every year he comes around with a little some sprinkle for us, you know.
So that's number 10.
Number nine.
XQ. He there put it in.
Zimbabwe's number one bachelor, even though he's not really a bachelor.
See, some would argue that XQ is not really a rapper or he's a striking rapper. He's more of an urban groover.
Mm.
But
people need to know the difference between not being a rapper and being a rapper that sucks.
He's a rapper. I see XQ like a Zimbabwean LL Cool J or something.
Oh, hell no.
Even when LL came out. Even when LL came out. Give me my time.
LL can actually rap.
My God.
He can rap and go on hippie.
No, you know what? XQ snapping off. XQ, look.
He'd be smooth and whatnot. Just snapping off.
Let's not be too harsh on the guy. The guy, yeah, his bars are basic, but then they are impact goodness.
How? DJ put it
in terms of, you know, that's another thing. That's why he's at number nine. It's because his bars suck, but then his reach is beyond just rappers. Just rappers.
Yeah, and Bachura. I like that kilos.
You know, and that like Bachura and the videos for Bachura.
And you got that Jerusalem
at the end of the video is really unnecessary.
Was that did they actually kiss?
Nah.
Did they try something?
He's a married man. I should be with them.
So, I don't know. We put him there because his music did actually have an impact this year. Yeah. There was Jerusalem, there was
Kilos.
Zungunam Menyer. And also, Bachura. Even if Bachura did come out kind of late,
it came out.
Like, everybody singing that song, you know what I mean?
Anyway,
moving along. Was controversial, but anyway, number eight.
Stunner.
I know y'all are stunned, right?
Mr. Chicken.
Stunner, okay.
He's been working hard
and he's been talking a lot. That's the reason
it's
why
not
he
his
made
music
it.
That got him here.
It's not his music at all.
Not his music.
It's what he did for hip hop
entertainers. It's not usually all about the
music.
He's an entertainer.
Yeah.
And he does have some. You know, he's.
He does have some.
His latest song though with MC Cut. He actually dropped some heavy bars. Oh, I'm forgetting.
With
I just
DJ
saw the,
Towers and MC
yeah,
Cut.
Yeah, DJ oh, Towers, MC you Cut. He actually dropped some heavy bars on that song, but then it came
he's
out
always
a bit late.
The couch,
so,
man.
And every time he says,
he did
bottles,
a song with Ja Praiser as well, which was kind of like. Was kind of like meh, but like we said, the reason why Stunner made the top 10 list was not because of his music at all.
His mouth.
It was because of his personality.
But one of the moves he did, I liked how he did his community service. He
He owned a lot.
That was really dope. And then crashing the borrowed car.
He took responsibility. Like someone. Okay.
Oh man, that was kind of really.
He was
really a bad boy rapper.
He was our Kardashian.
He was
just
making an impact.
Yeah.
And then every time he says bottles in his accent,
what
he
say?
He's saying, my bottles.
Bottles. Damn. Yeah.
That's like there's an extra L of bottles.
That's the man's.
Why you could think I'm a bottles.
Why, sweet?
But yeah, this was quite hard
you,
to
number
come
eight.
By.
All right.
But now, moving along to
Number seven.
This was another
number seven.
This one is going to be very.
This was not really controversial.
Too controversial.
Okay.
Titan.
Well, okay, a little bit.
Mr. Skoko.
We got Titan at
number seven. Mukoko. Skoko.
Yeah.
Right. There was argument on this. Jinzijoni. Yeah, but Titan's not a rapper. Bullshit.
Okay.
No, Titan is a rapper.
Every song he's on,
he raps.
He drops bars, guys. Okay.
But my argument was, I don't think he should have been at number seven, though. But I was outvoted.
Where do you think
he should have been?
Somewhere further down, Gunana, maybe 4 or 5 thereabouts. Yeah, well, that was me, though. But then, hey, I lost the vote. Because Coco on YouTube right now is on like 1.5 million views.
That's one song. It's not even a full project. Guys.
And it's not by himself.
Ooh, ouch.
I get it.
There was this,
and then the spa deal.
No, making paper. That's what not making paper. He's making that paper.
He's selling his music like legally.
been.
Yeah, no, like, is, power to him. You know, we could actually learn a lot about that hustle.
He bossed up on that one.
Yeah, we could actually learn a lot about that.
I hope they really put on like other artists on that wave as well to get those kind of deals.
Yeah, but you know.
But I don't know him, man. Big up. He does his own hip hop a bit different with the whole Afro pop beats. But
I love that. What I like about his Afro pop beats, they don't sound Niger. That's one thing I really love. They do not sound Niger. They
like
just
a
sound
certain artist who released an album last month.
But is that
I will not mention any of
the movie. Is that the direction that hip hop is taking though? That anyway.
Well, I think maybe it's just a case of the argument with hip hop and Zim has always been, Kuti, but what is our sound? What is our sound? That is a sound.
Just have a fusion. If you want to lean too much on something that belongs to other people, I think if you take certain elements,
that's the thing.
It's all right.
That's the thing. He's not sounding Niger. He's not sounding American. He's rapping in vernacular.
He's sounding African. Yeah. It's
lovely.
We'll take it.
I love it.
Yeah. And his whole presentation. Anyway, like,
he's awesome. He's just awesome.
It's all ethnic and all cool. Shout out to him. He's a merch and all. Yeah, he's also got merchandise.
I need a t-shirt and caps.
Just a t-shirt.
What's his label name?
I think it's like
King Mokoko.
King Mokoko.
Yeah.
Oh,
support
I'm
local.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then number six.
Oh, this
six.
Was another one.
Six.
Hey, this one was a problem.
I felt painful about this. I felt this straight out of Bulawayo. He needed to be number five.
Number six, ASAP. I was touched, bro.
Mr. OVS.
I actually thought that this guy should have, like, King's Villa 2 for me was like, I was reading a storybook and I felt connected to that. That was an actual project that came out. Dude has been out there grinding, China.
It was a dope,
and everything. Bro. Like, compared to all, like, some of them, which we know might cause me problems. But, like, I actually felt like his was a better project than others.
I won't take that away from him. It was a good
project.
Yeah.
It was either him or the other guy who took it.
I really feel like he should have been number four.
Rocked. No wonder why he felt rocked.
I understand.
That wasn't a necessary tweet, though, man. That was like such a small loser.
I know. Very unnecessary
human.
Tweet.
That was just a knee-jerk
I get it.
Like, I really felt he should have been number four because, hey, brah, purity of that rapping.
Yeah, he should have been in the top five.
He should have been in the top five.
I'm sure if you're asking, he might feel he should be on number one. But anyway,
every rapper will say I'm supposed to be number one.
That's
why it's not up to them to decide. We're getting there. Anyway,
we're
in the top five.
Ooh, okay, five. Just a rundown, though. So far, number 10.
We got Jeezy.
Boss Jeezy.
Number 9.
We got XQ.
Baba.
Number 8.
We got Stunner.
7.
We got Titan.
Number 6.
We got ASAP.
And now, number...
Number 5.
We have none other than...
Number
5.
10 Diamonds.
If this was to go my way, I would have put 10 on number 10. Rinyaso Mecha.
10 for 10.
Why?
He would have been lucky to even be in top 10 for me.
Why do you say that?
The album.
Hey man, the album only dropped the last quarter, the leak album that is. But I think
the official leak.
Okay, the official leak. But he kept it consistent.
And the disappearing act after the album.
That was all in the last quarter.
I felt he kept it consistent
with all the singles. And
but like, okay,
with the clothing, that's hip hop as well, right?
No, see, the clothing is not totally him. It's a collaboration between him and Tanya Nefertari, right? Like,
it's still a movement, though. I have to respect him for that.
Yeah, no, I'm with that. I'm just, you know, just edumacating y'all on that, you know, just hiding some of my ignorance.
Gotcha.
I felt, I really, really, in my heart of hearts, felt like ASAP did better than 10. Or what I'm basing this on is Ten has always been a dope artist.
Yeah.
Everyone who knows me knows Kuti.
But we're
all
talking about
2016. About 2016. I'm now just looking at the projects that the two dropped in terms of content and like the reaction that the market got. I felt that ASAP did better than 10.
Plus, you know, those are like artists from two different sides of the country. Suppose if
that
we're
doesn't
to like,
matter.
Have
what,
no,
no,
show
no.
In Guiru,
that shit should stop. That shit should
stop. No, all I'm just saying
is
who would pull the most
if each of them
did a show in Guiru.
Can I just stop you on there? Can I just stop you right there? That's the stuff that creates this whole Harare Bulawayo. We're not doing that no more.
Okay.
It's just about hip hop. What did you do for Zim? If Calvin did not have reach in Harare, we wouldn't consider him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it should just be hip hop, what you've done for the genre this year.
In Zim. Not in Harare, not yes. in Bulawayo.
Not in Gweru.
We're not putting anyone in any countries. Okay. Cities.
Also, 10 Diamond, I felt like.
ASAP International, though. As opposed to 10 Diamond. But anyway.
International in what sense?
Like, does he have a big international crowd or audience? Like, if he goes to SA, will they have, like, a big crowd rocking out his songs?
At the end of the day, 10 is on number 5, ASAP is on number 6. So what's your problem, boy?
No problem. But anyway.
Yeah, I was out of my
chat
at this
before
one.
I cut people's mics off.
Get out of here.
Let's move on to number 4.
This was another contentious one. Takura.
Takura, baby.
We got Takura.
The argument with Takura was,
yeah, what's up?
Is he a rapper?
Or he's just a singer?
We'll just settle it on he's a hip hopper. That should just settle.
I think he's a hip hopper.
He's more of a hip hopper.
He's very hip hop.
But he is a rapper though.
He's not. Dude, what's rap? What is rap?
He just raps things.
What?
He raps things.
The fact that you're gonna put something at the end of that means that it's not what it is. You know
raps
what I mean?
Sing.
Can someone correct me? Does he use auto tune on all his songs?
Okay. I think so. Yeah.
I don't know.
Can we like call him like the future of Zimbabwe? Like future the rap?
Nah, because some people say future is a singer rapper.
If you call him future of Zimbabwe, then some kid is just gonna go designer on his ass and beat him at everything.
I'm sure there's somebody trying on that wave.
This is where now I actually felt that Titan should have got into top 5 if Takura was there. Purely based on the fact that I think Titan actually raps and Takura doesn't. But like we said, we put him there because the impact that he made. But still, guys, but still.
Also, the video.
1.5 million views for Mokoko, guys. Come on.
And the catchy songs. I mean, Takura's got catchy songs, man.
They both have catchy songs, but I think Takura did more. But I think Titan's going to do a lot more.
Also, another thing, I don't think Titan would have made this much of an impact without Amara.
Okay, that's touchy. But
he wrote the song.
The fact that he wrote the song, he could have just taken some nondescript singer from No Place and done something and still had the same impact, to be honest.
I doubt it.
I don't think so.
Amara made the mark, Even though she didn't write the song, credit.
Je ne sais quoi.
I think that's what made the song.
That's what I think.
Okay, so number 4 is Takura.
Number 4. Top 3. We are now in
top 3.
Top 3 was like kind of not that difficult.
Yeah, this one we didn't really like. Argue too much.
Kind of fishy, right?
Yeah. It was just automatic.
It's funny.
Number three. Have got
Boy. It's unfortunate he didn't take any awards at this year's 2016.
But the guy with
the name.
That's the
main point. On New Year's. Everyone thinks it's the holiday
English
today.
On holiday.
Well, I don't know. I think the only reason why. He's at number 3 because his grind was consistent.
Yeah.
But he's at number 3 as well. He could have got up to number 1 and stuff, but because. His songs didn't really make
And he did a lot of features as well.
Yeah, I mean, there's all over the place. Excuse, Stunna, Dice, Junior Brown.
My favorite feature was the Money on My Mind, even though Dice didn't manage to make it to the list. I just spoiled it. She could have been number 1. I just spoiled it, but.
Such a spoiler. I don't know. I think
there was no way Dice was going to be number 1.
Ajak.
There was no way.
I love you, girl, but nah.
There was no way.
Nah, Jack. That's just your thirst talking right now. For real. Yes,
your thirst? Who else is thirsty?
I'm obviously not thirsty.
Anyway. You never know nowadays.
Get out of here. But yeah. So Calvin, let's just... Yeah. I think for the top 3, we need to just give these guys their props. Because these guys grinded the egg. Nah?
And what I respect about Calvin was he also tries to put out as many... visuals as he can. I saw an update saying he's gonna be doing a whole lot of visuals and not really new songs of 2017.
Sometimes I feel like he overdoes it.
He's everywhere. Really?
I feel
he's
like he overdoes it.
Yeah. He's everywhere, bruh.
We need to miss you.
A little bit.
Know what I'm saying? We need to miss you and then you come back with something. But is when we want you and you disappear and bye-bye.
But you see, that's the thing, though. Like, isn't that relevance that you're going to tell you you're always
there's relevance and then we can't saturation.
Do you feel saturated?
Though? By Calvin sometimes, yes.
By Calvin or by Calvin's music?
What's the difference?
In this time that we are, where music is just microwavable, I think he's doing the right thing because people just listen to something onto the next, onto the next. So I think he's doing the right thing. Hopefully it doesn't affect the quality.
I'm okay with what he's doing. He's branching out a lot. Like he's got Control Tribe, he's doing this, he's bringing out these people.
He's working.
I just hope he doesn't burn out at some level because hey, our guy's like really just there everywhere.
He's like on almost every big stage as well.
Exactly.
Either Harare or Bulawayo.
Exactly. He did Homecoming.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In his, you know, inmate attire.
Yeah.
It was a dangari. When he changes hair again.
Yeah, like his hair, I'm sure it doesn't know what color it's supposed to be anymore. I can't kuluma.
For those that understood, you're laughing.
And moving along. Top two.
Number two.
Breezy.
Junior Brown.
I loved We Running. I don't care what people say, but that was a better song than Tungo Gara. Tungo Gara was strategically released. That's all.
It was just,
but We Running.
Yeah. I think it was just dropped at time.
I think that's why he's actually at number two, because Tungo Gara was strategy. It was released when we were this flagging.
Impeccable
when the whole
time,
country was like, nah, man, this is some bull. Like, their managers, we did something there.
Okay, but it worked.
Okay. I'm not just actually scared to say a lot of stuff right now.
Just say it, girl.
Don't worry, we got security.
Honestly, I'm
feel free
honestly
to go off.
Tungo Gara, like, I'm not going to go off. Tungo Gara for me was just like, I don't know. I think because it was hyped up so much, like on my phone was blowing up, on Facebook, on social media, were just everywhere, to the point where I didn't even want to listen to the song. That's my thing.
Yeah.
Whereas
you kind of like me, I do that.
I just kind of like
was cool.
I was just too much. Whereas with We Run It,
yeah,
I was just listening to that thing. I'm like,
man, that beat.
Did he have? No, I think okay. When we're doing that now, when we run it and Used to Run It, I think the beat on Used to Run It was better.
Or
yeah, compared to
the
We
response
Run It.
To what?
Well, to Breezy, but bars. Guys, let's not even try to go out.
This is becoming tribal. I know you're from the way.
It's not even tribal at all.
But anyway,
I beg to differ. We Run It.
How is it tribal when I'm saying
that
he breezes bars
we run
all the time? He stays giving
We Run It, the beat, the bars, everything was just on point for me. That beat on We Run
It was good. I'm not saying it was whack.
It was not good.
I'm not saying
it
was whack. I'm just saying
it's a good lyric video as well. But you know, one thing I think
was dope.
There's one thing the fans want. The fans want to see more videos of
We want to see him more.
The ones where Junior Brown
they want they want an album.
Videos.
And a full project.
Album. Yeah, it can come. Well, he was working on an album a couple years
Morning
ago with
Glory.
Dojo.
Morning Glory.
He's still working on it.
He's still working
shit
on it. Like,
I thought he was working on it would take five. Nope.
It was a lot of people, but I know at the time it was
probably working with
a lot of people.
People.
But at the time that like when I just came in there, it was with Dojo. All
right.
But like I just, you know what, I think Breezy can be that superstar that we're looking for in Zim. It's if he did the same things that Calvin does, minus the saturation, we'd be like, yo, you know what I mean? Like, he's that guy. Because those bars, guys, he Venek, non-Venek, Venek, I just can't.
Also, his endorsement deals with Chibuku and all
business acumen is there.
As a businessman.
We want to see you more, Xe.
He's been collecting the bag.
He did well.
Yeah. But damn, we need the album. We need more visuals. I know lyric videos are cool, but we need to see the
J Breezy. We need videos.
We need you.
More stages, my guy.
Exactly.
But anyway, let's go to number one.
Number one.
Let's have a rundown
before we just give you number one. That
alrighty.
Number five. Multiplied by two.
We have 10 diamonds.
Number four.
Takura.
We had Takura. Number three.
Calvin.
Luveve boy.
Okay.
What comes before two? Number two.
Junior Brown.
Junior Brown.
Junior Brown.
Junior Brown.
Is there a senior Brown?
I'm not too sure, but this might be very interesting to do right now. Before we get into number one, yes. Let's just talk about some of the people who were bubbling under.
The bubblers under us.
Who almost made the list. Not to say that they're not good enough.
Oh my God, I nearly said that one though.
It is to say they're not good enough. They didn't make top 10.
Oh my God.
But like, let's just get into it. Politically correct when you just did it.
All right. So dude. We have what, in Ahmad. No particular order, guys. Yeah. Why just say
Hamza Ahmad.
I was about to say Ahmad. Just to read out the list. Not Ahmad is bubbling.
Oh my gosh. I'm not bubbling anyway. I did nothing. Okay. Yeah, I'm not bubbling anyway. Oh okay. My God. All right.
So we're starting with
bubbling under, we had P. Mula.
No particular order.
No particular order.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You don't want to say nothing?
Yeah, P. Mula came up with a few chants, you know. Mm. Yeah, although he's got a bit of monotony going for him. And he dropped the video, but it was really...
Okay. And we got Bright360. I'd love him to just rhyme.
He's another guy who oversaturates and whatnot. He
works too hard.
He works too hard.
So
I think he should work hard less and start rhyming more.
You see now, because he's released projects this year?
Alright,
like I think three? He's released like three.
Yeah.
Purple Mars two.
We might have to call him the hardest working man in town. Maybe. But anyway, hey, shout out to him, man. He was here like last week or something.
We also had MC Cheetah.
OG.
The album Cheetah.
Hey, you're so sure, eh?
Don't sound too sure, okay?
It was long, sure. The title. The album was really okay, but I felt like...
It did a nice launch as well.
You did?
Okay. Yeah. Okay. But, all right. Then we've got two guns.
Bismail?
He really represented the ghetto.
I don't think that should have happened, but you know, wow, okay. Power to him.
You know, these awards are always controversial, just like these ones are gonna be. So
anyway.
He's a hard worker.
Then we've got Hour.
Hour.
Okay.
Do you want to call them out?
All right, sorry.
Okay, I've got my own list, ne? Then we've got Hour.
Hour.
The only my girl, I love you. Best female and everything. The only reason why you probably didn't come on to the thingy was because I think it's mainly because music is more underground than anything else. Grinding, she grinded more than probably some of the other guys on the top 10 list. My opinion.
I started knowing her.
My
this
opinion.
Year.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying.
Germany video?
When she spats like a ball.
She's quite good, but is she like playing like on the
radio?
That's the commercial aspect is lacking.
And is she doing shows like locally, even in Zim?
She's not in Zim anymore.
Okay,
she's actually
She's actually doing shows. Okay.
While in Germany. And right. She's working with German producers and actually working on an album right now.
So maybe she does her own shows or just opening up her own shows.
Okay.
The Germans love the black girl, ne? Germans love the dark girls.
What about the black girls do they love?
So anyway, and next. Then we've also got on the Courtney Antipas. Hey.
He dropped one of the sickest gospel projects. Yeah. He also won Best Gospel Album Gospel. And he was up against the likes of Prophecy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. But you know what? To make the list.
I didn't really like the cover, but the music was so colorful.
Yeah.
At first, when I was just listening to the album, I'm like, maybe it's like one of those deep. But when I played it, I was like, okay, it's quite dope. I like blessed.
It's unfortunate though, because I think that whole gospel title kind of puts him in a box.
Yeah,
yeah,
it really does.
It does snap off.
But hey, I think he's happier there because like the cover. He doesn't do it for the credit at the end of the day.
Yeah. Right, and then the other two. Wait, we got one person here. Let's see. We got Black Pearl.
Black Pearl.
I'm always hating, and it's not okay for me to be doing that.
She dropped an album, but we didn't really hear much feedback about it.
No. Presence. I think the like what we always complained about
Black Pearl
about Black Pearl was presence.
Digital footprint.
Digital footprint. You even know, not just, I know she did like an interview at ZFM, but that was at the time probably people watching their series and stuff, but not a lot of people might have tuned in and stuff. Personally, I wanted to come out a lot more.
You know, in these digital times, I don't think no one's just going to buy something they've never heard. Unless if you're like a J. Cole or some people just buy it off the rip. But I was I hit her up like twice online. Yo, hit me up with the link or something. She was like, "Oh, I'm gonna send it to you. I'm just working on a video album or whatever."
But also pending. You know, another problem for Black Pearl is I think she's associated with Noble Styles too much.
Yeah.
Like, as a result, a lot of people actually think none of her bars are her own.
Yeah.
And in all honesty, when you listen to her, you can actually pick out a bit of Noble Styles in her bars.
Total.
Make some moves this year, so she deserved to be mentioned.
She dropped an album. What are the moves?
To some extent.
That is a move, man. An album is not easy to make.
True.
I feel we left that one person over there.
We got two people, actually. Two. We're still going on. Why are you rushing to exit? Right, then we got Prophecy.
Hatika Iko. Hey, that was a good tune. What else did you do? That's a good question.
I'm quite unfamiliar. I'm not even gonna lie.
It was Kumusha.
Okay, you did Kumusha.
Okay, so like our producer is telling us a lot. I think he's a Prophecy fan.
Yeah. Dope vid. Video.
Yeah, he also did a dope vid for.
Guys, let's not even try
but
lie.
But something tells me that Prophecy is a big AKA fan. I don't know.
Oh, yes. Listen to one of his songs today. Like,
Atikwe Koko. And Kumusha as well.
You know, it's kind of AKA. But hey, you know what? If it's not broken, why try fix it, hey?
Anyway,
if it's not broken.
But I'm just looking up and just trying to listen to more. One more person or we done?
I don't know what we mentioned. Did we mention Dice?
Oh, no, we haven't mentioned
Dice. Dice.
Then I got two people I need to mention as well.
Okay.
Yeah. It's Mile.
No.
Mile.
Yes. Amana, you guys got why the fuck you keep on sleeping on this kid?
So you guys are just gonna just brush off the maybe.
So what you're saying, Mile is not hip hop?
Can we just go back to Dice before we get to Mile or Kilometer or whoever it is?
Dice. We've already thrown the dice.
Yeah. So lame. Well, okay, you know, with Mile, Mile is more for me, he's more of a singer than a rapper. But the thing is, hey, Olan, right? I know that guy can pop off when he's rapping. He can murder a lot of people. He does a lot more singing than he does rapping.
But he raps.
No, I sing too. But
what?
Okay,
no, actually, no, I actually don't. I actually don't. Oh my god. But you see, the thing is, I feel like he sings a lot more, and I know him more for the singing from Rehab. I know him more for the singing than for the rapping.
You know him. Does the nation know him?
Does the nation know him?
I think that's where he's next. You know him.
He's your homie. He's your people's homie.
That guy, he gets slipped on too much.
We're just about to talk about Miss Dice.
No, we spoke about Dice already, man. You're Tatara and you're
okay, no. Let's let him have his sunshine. Okay, with Dice, it's...
Nah, okay. Talk about
impact on streets, like impact. I learned about Dice this year. Maybe it's because I don't really like. I'm not really deep into the hip hop enough. I know. Whatever.
Here you go.
Whatever. But from the research that I did on her, I know she's been around the days of Rocky and stuff. And it's a song that she's like one of the first female rappers and everything. Yeah. But in terms of impact, I think she's been doing a lot more.
She set the trend with all those videos.
Which?
Silent Night.
But I think what put her here is the struggle bars.
Okay.
We did
agree that it's like a package of several things.
She looks good though.
You know what? I love her grind. I love her grind. Wow.
Hey,
Amy!
You. And then can we mention the last person?
Yes.
Yeah, but look out for the interview, the Dice interview, where she like...
Yeah, her wisdom.
But yeah, guys, I'm just on the edge of my seat, guys. Let's just get to number one.
Nah, not with, there's the one more guy one last that you wanted to under. Talk about.
Mm-hmm. One last let's bubbling under.
You wanted to say something about Charisma.
Charisma.
Charizzy, it's time to get busy. You wanted
was
to say
he bubbling
something.
Under?
He's under bubbling under. Bubbling he came under. Out with Shisha Pipe. That was one of the videos.
Bubbling under is under
one
bubbling bubbling.
Yeah, he won an award. That was good. That was good. But
Best Diaspora.
Best Diaspora.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. One thing about Charisma, though, I think that is, let's say, probably, I don't know if you can say he's underrated. I think he's like the Absol of KYN. You know, like you know, like in TD, there's Kendrick, there's Schoolboy Q up there, and then there's Absol. He's got his following, but I think he's yet to like really like break out. And I don't know if his team are doing everything they can or what. I'm sure they are, but I'm sure he's just gonna have his moment one day.
Maybe he's a rapper's rapper. He's famous to the artists. I think that's where the thing is.
But he's actually
but he had a dope song a couple of years ago. I was in love with it. A
couple of years ago.
Well, you know what?
Hey, don't tell us you forgot the name.
Okay, I won't.
Yeah.
So tell us
how crazy though.
I forgot. I shouldn't tell you something.
Ignorant.
Not ignorant. I'm like, ignorant. I know. Oh my god, you guys are dweebs.
Hey.
Should go to hell and fuck
Can
fire.
Can we go to number one?
Go to hell and
I'm
do what?
Like, I'm about to fall off my seat.
Wait. Go to hell and fuck fire. Maybe fire is hot.
Can we go to number one?
No. Okay.
Number one is, you can sing because you love him so hard. Your right is
dick
so
people
hard.
Are going to make it seem like right Jeannie Nasrida.
So okay. Hard.
For sack.
Number one
is Poyerere. Monkey Boy. Shocky.
Yeah, man.
So Sharky made it to number one.
Yeah,
I can hear y'all.
This was well.
Fuck this podcast. Yeah, he's number one and you're not. Shut up.
This was well deserved.
Dermot.
Well deserved.
Look, the kid worked really hard this year.
Yeah.
I mean, like when he had a show, he wouldn't just show up.
Yeah.
There were rehearsals. He would pay for rehearsals, pay for instruments up until he earned enough money to buy his own instruments so that he stopped.
And we saw his grind. We saw his grind. He was putting it up all the time, like he's performing at Harare Gardens and like it was just awesome.
Some busy magic.
The Shoko Festival set. That was cool.
Yeah. He was on some busy magic. He was number one. He was Zim iTunes.
Let people say that, like, write his dick like that.
And
his song, I forgot which song it was, but like, it was actually number one on Zambesi Magic for the longest
time. That's Sokoma Temai.
For the longest time.
Is that performance? The one where he was walking barefoot in Berg?
Yeah, when he was Chigunduru.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the one. He actually, you look perfect as a street kid, boy.
Hey, but it's working off for J. Cole.
You know, J. Cole, he looked filthy in that
person.
That bus.
Sharky's straight stage presence is on point, and he had a dope album. It won Album of the Year.
But I think, like, with Sharky, we need to hear him more on radio.
Yeah.
Maybe
we
that's
need
where
to hear him more on radio because, like, his
radio really matter these days? Does it?
Some of it.
Because I'm sure there are like plenty of artists which get airplay but don't get as much shows as Sha. Let's be honest.
Yeah, but you see the thing is the reach, because of the type of hip hop that he does, this is not the generic Trippy Lord. But like, it's not the generic.
I was about to name drop.
Okay.
Name drop, guy.
I know Simba Tags gets more airplay than Shaki, but does he have more shows than Shaki?
He's on every other Unplugged.
Just Unplugged, don't you? But Shaki does. He's all over.
But you see, the thing
Tags
is, like,
ain't hip hop. He left us. So.
But didn't he do some show called Hip Hop Live with Stunner last week? And you're saying he's not hip hop?
We're not saying that he's not. We're not saying. Oh God, let it go. We're not saying that Tags is not hip hop. Tags said he's not hip hop.
Okay,
you know what I mean.
Yeah. So why should we say he is? Oh, I just brought up Tags because
while we were talking about this is Sharky's moment.
Nice.
This is Sharky's moment.
This is a Sharky's moment, man.
Right. We just need to hear him more on radio because he's giving a different side to hip hop. He sounds different. I love the Vinick. I like how down to earth that guy is. We need to see the breezy grind, paper wise. We need the Kelvin visibility. Less the saturation. My 2 cents.
Okay.
Please don't use that 2 cents thing against me. Those who listen to the podcast, please stitches us.
But yeah.
So that's what I feel. Yeah. So that is our top 10. Should we just run down again?
Yeah. Let's just run it down again.
Run it down again.
Yeah.
All right. Number 10, we got Jeezy. Number 9, XQ.
Baba.
Number 8, Stunner.
Stimmy.
Number 7, Titan.
Skoko.
6, ASAP.
Good Boys.
5, 10 Diamond.
Ngoda.
4, T Takura
Baby.
What?
He calls himself Takura Baby, right?
Oh, oh my god, that was not gay at
you
all.
Guys.
That is just so
you gay. Guys.
Let's move along.
Like, okay.
Let's move along.
Just because of what happened, I'll start off at number five. Okay. Five. Please don't say that, baby thing.
Okay.
Five, 10 diamonds. Go four, down. Takura. Moving forward. Number three, Calvin.
Do favor.
Two, Junior Brown. Number one, Sharky.
Oh, he hit it.
So, yeah. That there is the Curve 2016 top. MCs top. Of. No.
Top 10.
Oh, you hip-hop didn't make it in the top 10. Go run and tell your mom.
Oh my god, you're so wet.
Yeah, shout out to everybody on this list, man. You guys worked hard. This was very hard to put together.
No lie.
We fought about the number five and number six and number nine and ten. Number five and six and nine and ten. Woof.
Number nine was not too much of a strike.
One, two, three. Yeah.
I still say 10 there.
And to those who were bubbling under.
Yeah.
We, you know,
those who are bumbling under,
guys, you know, you can do a little bit more next year. 2017 is just around the corner. So, this is the Keep It Real Friday team.
Yeah, boy. So, last final words. Yeah. So, what are your final words?
People, let's keep on working hard and keeping a positive mind state and let's get along. Let's not fake get along and let's not tear each other down.
All right, Mr. Cash Bit.
Well, my last words for 2016 is always have your own opinion. And your opinion should not be based on somebody else's opinion, no matter their weight in the industry.
Weight in the industry.
In the industry.
My final words are, guys, let us build the industry. Let us take it to the same levels that South African hip-hop is at right now. If you see someone struggling or if you feel someone struggling, holla at them. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's not just about the music. We've got producers. We've got bloggers. We've got podcast people.
Yeah.
We've got a lot of people. We've got the dancers and stuff. Holla at someone. Yo, you need to work on this. Oh, yo, I can help you with this.
Okay.
Let us build. Let us not destroy. That's my thing.
Yeah, yeah. Wise words from the lady.
Yeah, I'm the oldest.
Wise words from the ignorant lady.
You just had to just taint it. Anyway.
It's all love. It's all love. All
right, so
it's been a great year.
Yeah, Keep It Real Friday 2016. It's your girl, Lamard.
With El Capitan Celestine.
Brian Willis, no relation of Bruce.
What? And now, Capital 263.